담에 담어 가래 그 가자를 잡히 제스 잡아 가자가 다 까비 찬이 잡히 내가 있어 아니 가래 아 돈이 돼 내가 있어 라고 가봐이 가변은 내가 있어
And then also the emptiness, you know, is a affirmative, non-affirmative negative here. Because, anyway, so the emptiness here, you know, is not the emptiness, you know, that is explained by, the Madhyamika, like Savatantika Madhyamika. It is, the emptiness here, you know, is the subtle selflessness. Yeah. The empty of the self-sufficient or sufficiently existent person, you know, is the emptiness here. So there, you know, what you are negating here is the self-supporting, you know, substantially existing person. So that is what you negate there. You know, so through negating that, then you realize the emptiness. And so the example of the next, the later one, which is the affirmative, negative, right? So the example is like this, the reverse of the non-thing. And the appearance of the reverse of a non-part, and so forth. So anyway, so when you say the reverse of the non-thing, what is the reverse of non-thing? It's a thing, right? So the reverse of a non-thing is a thing. The reverse of a thing is non-thing. Yeah, so that's an affirmative negative. So you know you can so none of the reverse of the non table is table itself, right? Nothing else can be the you know the reverse of the non table. It should be the table itself.
That is it. Hijula Rivata Pumazambi Tobala Kare. Pumazambi Tobala. Pumazambi Tobala could Rivata. Pumazambi Tobala Puma Mayimba Lomba. Now has Pumazambi Tobala Pumadangare. Pumazambi Tobala Pumadangareta Pumadawa Tara and
And also it says the reverse of a non-part. So reverse, the appearance of the reverse of the non-part. Yeah. So the conception, you know, which is holding the, you know, which is holding the reverse of the non-part, you know, which is holding or which apprehends to which, you know, the reverse of the non-part appears. Yeah. So it says the reverse of the non-part appears. You know, it is the part that appears, right? So the reverse of the non-part is the part. And so what appears through the conception, apprehending the reverse of the non-part is the part.
Oh yeah, that is. That is negative. That, and the gabala mega the mahi ka niye dekha chhi. Then the yang yebala ye na chhi. Yang jo ye ta mana chhi. Ye sa yeba chibo le ye ka chhi. Na thela, and the yebala karya ka chida tha de niye aale yes.
Again, it says, again, the existence is, you know, divided into two, and it's a single phenomena and different phenomena. So we stop here, you know, where it says again, existence have two divisions, a single phenomena and different phenomena, and we'll do the question answers. So the first question is, what are the examples of deluded obstruction and non-deluded obstructions? Are the examples of deluded obstruction and non-deluded obstruction different?
Deluded obstruction is, for example, the poisonous. itself at the grasping in the self, then
imprints?
Imprints.
Is the same or different? Different, right?
Same.
Yeah, different.
I don't know.
I said they were different, and an example of a non-deluded object with the imprint left by the ignorance of self-grasping, and an example of a deluded object are the three poisonous illusions that arise from this.
You want to teach about that as well? You want? So look at it, Jason.
So I would say an example of a deluded object was hatred, and a non-deluded object was the tendency of the mind to grasp the sensation of itself. The mental tendency.
Could be called that. It's easy. What are you talking about?
Just with DOs are, for example, of hatred, passion and hatred, and the NDOs are the subtypes.
NDO?
NDO?
Non-deluded object.
NDOs, deluded object. NDOs.
NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs. NDOs.
So what is the NDO?
The imprints left by, for example, the sequence with the results of the imprints or habits or the names after them.
You want to zoom to show a paja de la?
I think similar thing for deluded obstructions. I say, for example, self-grasping, and for non-deluded obstruction, I said in print. And I have two questions for that.
No question.
So, for example, does deluded obstruction mean obstruction from this life? Because you say in print, so does in print the non-deluded obstruction come from the previous lives? So is there some confine of this life to previous life? And because it's previous life, is that same as the Hawaiian consciousness? And also, how do we get all this deluded attraction? I used to think that it comes from the imprint of previous life. So couldn't they be not so different in a way? So is that wrong?
Well, the delusions, you know, the deluded object and non-deluded objects, non-deluded obstacles, deluded obstacles and non-deluded obstacles. The deluded obstacles are the usual delusions that we're talking about, right? Attachment, anger, ignorance, and so forth. And the non-deluded obstacles or obstructions are the imprints, you know, left by those delusions. So the imprint, you know, you leave after every, you know, in every time when you have delusion, when you generate delusion, you know, after that you leave the imprint of that delusion. So you have attachment, you generate attachment to something, and that leaves an imprint. And the next time, again, when you see a similar thing, you have attachment. So that's coming, you know. So the delusion comes from its cause and condition, right? So cause and condition together, you know, that makes you to have the delusion. The imprint of the delusion comes from the delusion. So whenever you have a delusion, and after that you leave an imprint of that delusion in your consciousness. The imprints or So not necessarily past life, you know. This life also we, you know, we leave many imprints of the delusions. Diana, let go.
Answer the same question,
sir.
Or the next question.
It's the same question.
Do you have some?